Happy Tuesday and welcome back to Beyond the Filter. I'm Paulina.
And I'm Alexis.
And you may have noticed that we were MIA last week.
Missing in action.
Oops. But if you follow us on Instagram, then you're up to date. But if not, this month we're posting every other week. So we'll be posting twice. But that's okay because we'll be back.
Yeah.
Ready to rumble in June.
Yeah.
But so in May we're doing every other week instead of every week. So you'll have us two whole times this month instead of four. Lucky you.
It's like literally half. I'm like, don't miss us.
I'm like, I know your Tuesdays are going to be ruined. But okay.
Well,
anyway,
shall we get into what we're talking about today?
Yes.
We are going to be playing another BuzzFeed quiz, if you will, about dating and reading different dating scenarios. Do you say scenarios or scenarios?
I say scenarios.
I say both.
Do you say data or data?
Data.
I say data.
Hmm.
What does that say about us?
There is one other word I
thought of today. Tomato or tomato?
Deaf tomato.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I feel like it's just caramel or caramel.
I say caramel.
See, I say caramel. What the heck?
Also, I've heard people say diabetes instead of diabetes.
Oh.
I don't know. English is hard.
That might be a personal problem on that one.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, that just doesn't sound right.
Well, we thought this episode would be interesting / funny because we come from very different dating backgrounds and our love lives are different. So we're like, how would we handle these situations based off of like our different personalities? I don't know.
I already feel like you're going to scold me.
Some of the times I talked to her, or no, sorry, when you talk to me about something going on, I'm like, thank God you're in therapy.
AKA last night.
Literally last night. Oh, I was like, when's your next session? Just out of curiosity.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm not going to say what I told you, but I thought it was so funny because I was like, BFF to BFF?
You're like,
like red flags.
Yeah. Like, maybe reevaluate some things.
I thought this would be a funny episode, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to read the first one?
Okay. You've just left a fab first date.
Fabu.
When's the absolute best time to follow up? And the options are right after, the next morning, the following week, you wait for them to. I would wait for them.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's their own doing. Oh. Oh, okay. This quiz is weird. It tells you how many votes.
Oh.
How many people voted for the one you chose. Only 25% said you wait for them to, but then 46% said the next morning.
I also, like, this TikToker, hello, that I follow. She said, like, especially if you go on a first date, like, in person, and you say, like, thank you at dinner, there's no reason to, like, say thank you again, basically, through, like, a follow-up text that same night.
The people pleaser in us, though. I feel like we'd be like,
yeah.
Did you have a good time? Like five times.
Do you still like me? Do you like me at all, actually?
Literally, I'm married. Been with Carlos for 10 years. And we went to Disneyland, which is obviously for me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then on Saturday, I was like, do you like me? Literally at Disney. I said, do you like me? And he was like, seriously?
As if you like didn't get married last year.
Literally at Disney for me. Spent so much money to be there, got married last year, and I'm like, just checking.
You're like, just want to make sure. Okay, the second one is, you're on a first date and they pay but don't tip. That's literally never okay. And the other option is fine, I guess.
Okay, well, I feel like tipping culture is like very sensitive, but I mean, it depends where you are. If it's like a sit down restaurant with the waiter and all, you should definitely tip. But if it's like Chipotle.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, you know, well, I'm just saying, like, where you're kind of like ordering right then, you know what I mean?
Oh, or like frozen yogurt. It's
where you're like kind of serving yourself. I guess Chipotle is a little bit different because they're serving you, but you're not
you're like making it yourself. I don't know
how that works. I would hope you wouldn't go, well, I was gonna say, I would hope you wouldn't go to somewhere like that on a first date, but at the same time, that sounds way more fun than having a sit down fancy dinner
that's
with somebody
nightmare.
You don't know.
That's literally my worst nightmare.
I feel like I'd rather go get frozen yogurt.
Because then you like can't hear the person if the restaurant's loud.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh?
And it's all dark in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you're just there's like, no escape.
Awkwardly sitting across from one another.
But then if you go to like those takeout type places, it's going to be a quick date.
True.
Which what you would want for a first date. So it's not awkward.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to put...
I wish there was like a median, like middle I know. Answer.
It's very black and white. Yeah. You know what? I think for me, I'm going to put literally never okay because I'm going to assume this is like
a sit down.
Just in a place where tipping would be expected.
Mm-hmm.
So because even me, like at the places where you serve yourself, I still always give like at least
me too.
A dollar because I feel bad. I'm like, yeah. You're working hard.
I was having this conversation with my mom. I have this weird like thing with myself where I don't know why I'm like this and I don't know if it's gonna like come back to me as like good karma, but I have this weird like I guess guilty conscience with myself that if I don't tip I'm gonna get like bad karma, so I always tip even if it's like
I always
a dollar
tip. Yeah.
And my mom's like, why do you tip for some places that like...
Some places don't need it. Yeah. For sure. But I'm
still
like...
do it.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you're staring at me.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm still going to tip. Might not be a lot, but...
That's why I'm saying I'm like, sometimes when it's like, if it is like a frozen yogurt place mm-hmm. and they ask for a tip, I'm like, I'll just do like the like lowest, the like minimum. Literally yeah. 10% or something, mm-hmm. even though the expected is normally like 15 to 20.
Yeah.
I'll do like, sure, I'll give you something.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was the one working hard. But
you're the one pumping the handles.
Yeah, but I'm like, I mean, they still do stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah, like they clean.
So I'll give you a little something.
That's what I think about too. Because I'm like, okay, they're cleaning the frozen yogurt machines. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm very grateful
mm-hmm.
for them keeping everything stocked nicely.
Yeah. Have you noticed Froyo's trending on TikTok?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Maybe that's just my For You page because I'm like always getting Froyo. It's like this sound by some like artist, and it's basically like all these TikToks like getting Froyo tonight because I can't break no contact, or like getting Froyo tonight before I like unalive myself.
Oh, like that's a yeah. good one. Is it like giving yourself a sweet treat because you've yeah. like done something,
but
you're going
like,
through something rough?
It's all these like, I guess, rough topics of like giving myself Froyo because it's finals week or like something like that.
Is it like, what's that one trend? The like when you can't pay for therapy, so they bring
yeah.
up the,
oh, yes.
it's like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's like the same thing, but it's like all these videos of people like pumping their Froyo out of like the machine.
That's so funny. I have a long list of things I could put for that.
No, literally.
Okay. I'm just going to put literally never okay because I'm going to assume, yeah, it's like one of those situations yeah. where they should tip.
Mm-hmm. I put that too.
Okay. 72% agree with us.
That's a slay.
Okay. Next one. Your date suggests going to a movie for the first time you meet. This is...
Oh,
mine and Kylie's first date was actually at a movie.
Okay, yeah, I know we're gonna have opposite answers.
So you said a terrible first date idea?
Yeah, that's like,
it was awkward, I will say.
Yeah, because I'm like, you can't talk, really.
You know what, I'm gonna have to say it is also a terrible
yeah.
I was like 15, but it's awkward.
I think I actually went on a first date in high school to AMC, and it was like the
yep
worst thing ever.
We went to go see Oz.
I don't remember what I saw, but
oh my
gosh. I'm pretty sure it wasn't great.
It's just uncomfortable. Like, you're very aware of each other's presence.
Yeah.
And you're literally just, like, sitting next to each other.
It's so
especially
awkward.
When you're in high school. Like, ooh.
It's like, you don't know how to, like, act. Or, like, people, like...
No. You're too close for not knowing the person.
At least with, like, our generation, I feel like this new generation of, like, high school kids are, like, more... They want to act grown. So they act more grown. But like when we were in high school, it was like, okay, what do I do next to a boy? Like, I feel
no.
awkward.
And physical touch is like not either
yeah.
of our
no
love languages. So mm-hmm. it's like the fact that I'm sitting that close to somebody
yeah.
that I'm not comfy with, I'm like, what do you do?
In the dark, watching a movie.
Just, and I'm like, don't even get me started on my side profile. Like,
no. Oh my God, I hate my, don't even get me started on it.
I'm like, don't look at me.
No.
I need you to be facing yes. me forward and like don't look at my side profile.
No, literally.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a terrible one.
No, I agree.
Oh gosh. And then you're trapped there for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
No.
Or sometimes three. I no. don't know. What if you're watching the Hunger Games?
Also
it's like a 3 hour movie.
Hunger Games. Can you imagine going to like an Avengers movie?
Oh my
or
God.
Star Wars or something mm-hmm. crazy.
Or like Harry Potter.
Yeah. No. I don't like that.
No.
I feel like my ideal first date would be, like I said, something quick, like
mm-hmm.
a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And just chatting, mm-hmm. playing 21 questions.
Maybe like a little happy hour at a rooftop.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I love a rooftop.
Okay.
Next.
It's your turn.
Why did I blink?
It was your turn.
I know.
I was like, hello?
As soon as you stared at me, and I was like, oh.
The way we made eye contact.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I already know my answer for this. Okay. Someone you initially really liked ghosted you.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Now they're reaching out for another date. Mm-hmm. You do not waste any more time with this person or give them another chance and let them explain.
I'm so toxic. I'm like, give them another chance and let them explain.
That's definitely my answer.
Oh my God. Because I'm like, well, maybe they had a change of heart.
Yeah. Like maybe something happened.
Oh my gosh.
Now don't be a dummy like me and give them like 5 different chances.
Yeah.
But
I think one more chance is okay.
Like a second chance.
People, you know, make mistakes, whatever, mm-hmm. it happens. But more than that, it's like, okay, I'm not here for you to change your mind and wait until you're ready again. Like, mm-hmm. no shade.
Been there.
I'm like, I'm not adding you, I swear.
Subtweeting. I'm like, just at me. Oh my gosh.
Is subtweeting still a thing? Do they call it that still?
I don't know. I feel like I don't really like...
Or do people do that still?
Follow a lot of people on Twitter anymore. It's kind of just like for entertainment purposes.
It's like memes and things?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
But maybe it is still a thing, I guess, if you're on like Stan Twitter.
I don't think I've had Twitter since like 6 years ago. But yeah, the screenshots you've showed me, it's like funny meme things.
And I was going to say your profile picture is like still from like your fit.
Do you still follow me?
Yes.
That's so funny.
And it's like been inactive for like how long?
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm gonna have to go through it later. Okay, your date lets you know they have plans with someone else after your rendezvous. Ew,
no,
you piss me off. Are annoyed, it's rude, or are totally fine with it. You do too. Absolutely no. Not annoyed. I'm annoyed, that's rude.
Yeah, that's really rude.
Who has, first of all, where are you telling me?
Yeah, I'm like, keep that to yourself.
Because I'm all for like, you know, if you're not exclusive and it's mm-hmm. like you barely met this person, it's like, why would you
expect them to just
yes
be with you?
Exactly. And I would hope they would have like that same mindset towards you. You know how some people are like, I can do whatever I want, but you can't.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. But it's like, don't say it. That's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
No. 67% agreed with us. So we're not crazy.
We're the sane ones here.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been on 5 dates with someone and are ready to break things off. I don't know why that didn't like read right in my head, but I think it's fine.
This BuzzFeed quiz is like really ugly.
Yeah, it's kind of chuggy. Is it okay to do so via text? No way, that's inconsiderate. Or it's fine, I wouldn't care if someone did it to me.
I think it's fine.
I think it's fine too.
I'm like, why am I gonna have this conversation? It's awkward to do it in person.
Yeah.
Thank God we live in a time where we can text mm-hmm. people and ignore like these awkward conversations or avoid the awkward conversations in person.
I feel like we're agreeing more than like
me too.
Thought we would.
59% of people said no way, that's inconsiderate. Are we immature?
I guess if you're old school, but like maybe we're just we don't like confrontation.
Well, that's true.
I'm like, a text is fine.
No, I feel like that's way better than ghosting somebody. Ghosting somebody is like, I don't know. I feel like it depends. I mean, if you've been on 5 dates with this person, like the question said.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you've gotten to know each other enough mm-hmm. where it's like, it's okay to tell them no.
Yeah.
Because if you just like ghosted them, then I feel like they're like, that's rude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hmm. I feel like, well,
Have you done it?
Yeah. I was about to say.
You're like, oops, I did.
I'm like, I've been the ghosted and I've been the ghosty. I've only been the ghosty once, so like it's fine. I've been the ghosted like a few times.
Sometimes you gotta. And sometimes. Also you gotta like understand the situation. Obviously if the guy is a creep.
Yeah, then like, you block. Know, valid.
Block on everything. Block. Yeah. You're on a date and it's going so well. You soon find out they've dated a close friend. Ooh. Mm. This is not a problem. That was in the past. Over. I don't know.
I
think it depends. Like how.
Or like if. Would we need context? Like maybe it depends on like.
I need a
like,
story.
Yeah. Maybe it depends on like.
I need a. Yeah.
How long it was.
Yeah.
How deep it was.
Because if it was like a serious boyfriend. No.
Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. Ever. But if it was like. I don't know. What if they just like had a thing for like a month? And it also depends how far they went.
That was my next point.
Hmm.
See, once again, there's no like middle answer.
I'm going to assume by dated, it's going to be that it was further than them just like texting
mm-hmm.
for a couple weeks or something.
Hmm.
So I guess in that case, I'm going to say it's over because.
Yeah. You're like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Because like it also depends on how that friend feels towards that person. If they were like, he's the worst.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, then no. You know?
That's true, actually.
Also, if I'm on a date, that means I just met this person.
Yeah.
I don't owe them anything. I owe my friend more.
True. That's another good point.
I'm going to go with over.
I'm going to go with over too.
Oh, more people said, 59% said not a problem. Toxic. Like
it could be a problem.
I'm like, you better check your friends.
Yeah. I'm like, check your circle.
You got some snakes in there.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. You do you.
Okay.
Oh, last one. That was fast.
That was fast. I thought there was more. All images from iStock. Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, it's very obvious. We should include the link in our description.
Okay. This one says, finally, you're mid-dinner when your date asks you why you're single. You are honest, think it's rude, but answer. Ask them the same question or change the topic.
I would ask them the same question. I don't think it's rude.
I don't think it's rude either. My answers are between are honest and ask them the same question.
Yeah, I feel like those kind of go
hand
in hand. I'm going to go with ask them the same question because, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a rude question. Like, so much depends on why somebody's single. So I'd be like, did you get cheated on? Are you a cheater?
Yeah.
Are you single by choice? Did somebody break up with you? Like, it tells you a lot about the person.
Yeah.
So I'd want to know.
Same.
I feel like that's a valid question.
I'm nosy, so.
Maybe don't ask them right away. But like on a first date.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till the second. But yeah, I'm nosy too.
Me too.
It's like, tell me your life story.
Yeah.
And then I'll figure out where to go from here.
Like, trauma dump on me early so I could figure out if you're worth it or not.
No, exactly. I'm like, that's how we bonded right away. We just started trauma dumping.
Truly. Well, oddly enough, they have the same percentage.
Both of those.
Yeah.
11% said, I think it's rude, but I'll answer. Mm-hmm. 1% said, change the topic.
I would not change the topic.
I feel like that's way more awkward.
Yeah.
Than
just like answering it.
Because imagine that. Here, let's play it out.
Okay. Give me
Why are you single? Set the scene. I'm like, okay, here we are in an intimate Italian restaurant.
And yeah.
And I'm like, so why are you single?
Like, it would be so awkward to like change it and like
what
stutter.
If you're just like, I didn't hear what you said. Anyway, did you watch the baseball game last night?
Screaming.
Like, what? That's so obvious that you just...
Or just, like, sips your wine. Yeah, like, that's... Yeah, that would just be awkward.
Because then the other person would be like, okay. And I feel like it's that would be a red flag.
Yeah.
If the person changed the subject, be like, what are you hiding? What are you not telling me?
Yeah.
You know?
That's valid. Like, not saying you have to trauma dump on the first date, but...
Yeah.
Like maybe still, like, give them an answer.
Yeah,
sort.
Exactly. Like, keep it vague. You don't owe them anything for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're like, wait,
imagine if you asked a guy that and he just changed the subject and be like, red flag.
That would be an instant red flag.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That 1% is toxic.
I'm going to read some of the comments on this quiz.
Okay.
Someone says, am I really in the minority of preferring text breakups? Why should I get looking nice, get in my car, spend money just to break things off with someone I'm not even a serious thing with? That's so me.
I'm reading the replies. A lot of people are saying they agree. Have you like ever thought this when you're watching a movie, like Legally Blonde, for example, when Warner takes, what's her name?
The dark-haired girl.
No, the Reese Witherspoon. What's her name?
Oh my God. Elle?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, the iconic name.
I was
name.
Thinking of the other girl.
Vivian?
Yeah.
No, when Warner at the beginning of the movie takes Elle out to dinner and she thinks he's going to propose.
Stop.
But then he just breaks up with her. I'm like, why did you go out of your way, pick this person up? They got all ready, both of them. They were waiting for their dinner. Like, are you supposed to, if you're doing this, do you wait till after dinner so you just lie to them for the whole like hour
and you're like sitting with it?
Like it's just eating you alive. Or do you sit down and then like spill the news?
Yeah.
And then they're gonna leave, so you just wasted all that time. Like,
and you wasted all that money if you're like paying for them. Just like, what, one
last
supper?
I'm assuming they didn't even order.
Oh, true.
Like, imagine a glass of wine. And that's risky because I feel like I feel like I would like throw my wine on the person and be like, I just got already in for what? And
especially if it was red wine.
Exactly. Mm. And just like make a show and be like, you jerk. And throw it
on the throw the wine. And like storm and out of
scene.
There. Yeah.
And then somebody will buy me like a free dessert.
That's so true.
But yeah, I feel like that's really uncomfortable. Why would anybody just go to their house?
Just get in your car. Just like have a car talk.
Yeah. FaceTime them.
Yeah. Even a text. I don't know. I'm just...
Because somebody asking you out to dinner, that's a date.
Yeah.
So why would you take somebody on a date to end things? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like,
now that you put it that way,
psycho behavior.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the most ideal situation is like just getting in your car and like talking and like ending mm-hmm. it that way.
Yeah, go to their house so they can just go back inside and cry if they need to.
That's true. Yeah,
like let's be caring.
Let's be thoughtful.
Yeah, let's be empaths. Yeah, okay? They're gonna have a hard time after they heard the news. So
mm-hmm. as I'm wearing my empathy sweater,
I don't know if this is like double standards, but I'm like, that's the expectation for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now as a woman, I'm like,
I'm like
that's a lot of work to do for.
I'll send a text. That.
You're like, no, I go by the text.
I'll send a Google Calendar for a meeting.
By a Zoom link.
Yeah, I'm like, or I'll post like a cryptic Instagram story. That's actually something
like a heartbroken quote.
Yeah,
and they're like, what?
Or like a Spotify playlist that's like depressed.
That's so funny.
Falling out of love.
I've never been in that position, so I don't know how to break up with somebody.
I haven't either, so I don't know why I'm just talking out of my ass basically.
I honestly think I would just like text them.
I would too. I would just be like,
because I can't deal with that in person. That's scary.
Like, sorry, things aren't working out. Mm-hmm. Sorry again.
Can you imagine if you've been dating for like a year and then you just
say that?
You're like, sorry, I actually don't like you.
Like, actually, I changed my mind.
And knowing us, we would never make it obvious.
No. We would be suffering through it and then tell one of us breaks. And then we'd be like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And just like block them.
Exactly. And they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
They're like, I was going to propose.
Oh my God.
And you're like,
I've actually thought about that. Like, if
oh my God.
Like, sometimes I'm like,
crying.
what if I like date like a few people, you know, before I find like my person.
Right.
And like, what if like one like propose and I'm like, no.
Then like, say no, girl.
But I'm like, that's so awkward. Yeah. It's like, imagine getting proposed to at like Disney or something and you say like no.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody... Honestly, this might be like a hot take, but I feel like anybody proposing to you without both of you being on the same page.
That's true.
That's like very selfish of that person to do that. To put you on the spot like that, especially, can you imagine in front of people?
Oh, God.
Like to put you on the spot like that without considering what type of proposal you would even want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume it wasn't one of those.
No.
And to propose before you were even ready. So like they don't even know if you're ready to be married. Like they're only thinking about themselves and... when they're ready to be married. Like I'm all for being on the same page.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a good point.
Yeah. I would not want to marry somebody like that.
Mm-mm.
Like I saw a TikTok yesterday, I think it was like a Reddit thread, and some girl, she got proposed to in like her worst possible way.
Oh,
I know. And she gave an update on it. So I was like, slay.
Thanks, queen. You're like following.
Yeah. But basically, like the guy, they had talked about how she wanted to get engaged, because this is about like the woman a mm-hmm. lot. You know, she's the one who's getting asked. I do feel like it should be a depiction of like the couple themselves. But also it's like you're asking the woman. So it should be what she mm-hmm. would want to do, but in a way that also makes the guy comfortable. And so like they had talked about it and they've been together for 7 years. So it's not like it's some stranger, you know. And she had made it very clear she only wanted a gold ring because all of her jewelry is gold.
Okay,
and
me.
She had literally joked to her boyfriend about like how silver jewelry is like so ugly. She hates mm-hmm. it. And like it's a thing. Like he knows. He knows. And also that she wants it to be intimate and she would really want her family to be there. It's like mm-hmm. super important to her. This fool proposed to her in McDonald's.
In McDonald's?
No, none of her family was there. Like, if McDonald's was something special to you,
yeah,
maybe that was your first date, maybe you both love it, fine. Like, if your whole family was there, like, that's thoughtful.
Yeah.
But no, just randomly, inside of a McDonald's, with a silver ring.
Ew.
And people were staring, and she was like, I literally looked around, and some people looked either disgusted or surprised and confused. Because it's like, who does that?
Yeah, like in McDonald's. That's wild.
Exactly. And it's like, that's why I'm saying it's one thing if like your friends and family were in there and mm-hmm. it was a thing, but it wasn't.
Or if you rented out McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Like you made it a thing.
Yeah.
Or what if you made it into like a cute picnic or something? You know what I mean? But he didn't. And she was like, it was like one of those, am I the a-hole?
Yeah.
And so many people were giving responses and some people were saying that she was like ungrateful
mm-hmm.
and I was like, no,
I'm on her side.
I'm on her side too.
Yeah.
And then she gave an update saying that they're not broken up, but they're also not engaged. They're kind of like in a weird
limbo.
Because, yeah, she told him like how important it was. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I think she said something about how he was like really hurt. And I was like, how do you think she feels, dude?
Yeah.
You didn't consider her at all. This was about you.
Also, like, if I ever get proposed to, I only want it to be like once in my life. So it better be good.
It better be a freaking good yeah. one. And also, if that person has to redo it. Mm. I'm like, but she said like he's a really great boyfriend, like he's very yeah. thoughtful, but I'm like, mm-hmm. is he though?
Yeah,
I don't know. Sounds like therapy's in in your future.
Sounds like he needs to be a little more aware.
Yeah, I love the way Kylie proposed.
Yeah,
I thought it was cute. The best thing. In case anybody didn't know, I'll say it really quick so we can wrap this up. But we went to Ireland. It was my dream trip. My dream trip since I was like maybe 11, 12, because of the movie P.S. I Love You. It was my favorite movie ever. And my dream was to go to Ireland so badly. And so we made it happen 2 years ago in March 2022. And I was 23. I was a literal baby.
Please.
And he proposed in this like really pretty park. Actually, if anybody has seen, what is it called?
What movie is it?
The one with Amy Adams. In Ireland. Not the lucky one. That's with Zac Efron.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, that kind of makes me sad.
I'm like looking at the Irish.
That's what I almost said that. And I was like, it's not
what
that.
Is it called?
Isn't it like, it's not leap year, right?
Yeah. Oh. Leap year. Okay. I was like, something Irish.
You're like something like
something
Ireland.
Green. Yeah. Okay. So it's called leap year. Is it? Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, right? It is. It is. Yeah. Okay.
We're like gaslighting ourselves.
And like at the very end of the movie when, I don't remember that guy's name, Douglas or something. I think it is. Something like that.
Yeah.
When he brings her back to Dublin to meet her fiance, they're like walking through this park and then they're like, they stop on a bridge and they're overlooking a little pond. That's literally where he proposed to me, on that little bridge.
Yeah.
And it was very special because it was very private. Like there were other people there, but Ireland's like generally pretty empty and calm and quiet, and like nobody was screaming and clapping.
Like Times Square.
No. Like people walked past and they were like, oh my gosh. And then they were like, congrats. Like less than five people did that.
Yeah.
So it was so nice. And then he had a surprise photographer there the whole time, and my reaction pictures are so hilarious. Like they I are. Was fighting for my life. I was so shocked because I was not expecting to get proposed until the year after.
Yeah.
Like we had talked about it, but like I said, I thought it was gonna be the next year, and he knew what ring I wanted. He was like on it. So can't relate to that girl.
No, I feel bad kidding. For that girl.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you got to talk about these things.
Yeah.
But I know that's also kind of controversial because some people like to be completely surprised. So just depends. Not me, though.
Not me, though.
I'm like, I need to be a part of the process.
The day I get a boyfriend, don't let him do that.
Or at least have them like talk to literally anybody you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I would like to be surprised in the aspect of like maybe the decorations and like venue.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
and when
I always told my mom, which this sounds like very princessy of me and like high expectations,
as you should, queen.
But I told her, I was like, if I ever get a boyfriend and he wants to propose and it's not Tiffany's, I don't want it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, you mean that?
Yeah.
Have you looked up the prices?
Mm-hmm. So
you better marry a baseball husband.
Yeah.
Or a baseball
I'm
guy.
I'm striving to be a wag.
They're ridiculous.
They are.
And the quality is not that great.
That's okay.
You're like, then he can buy another.
Yeah. I'm like, he'll just replace it.
Wait, I forgot to tell you. I met somebody this past weekend.
For me? Just kidding.
No. I'm like, no, I would have texted you right away.
Actually,
I like FaceTime you. I'm like, look at this boy. He's perfect for you.
Oh my God.
No, a girl who dated a Padres player. And then I was like, is it true what they say about baseball players? Yeah. Like that they're the absolute worst. And she was like, mm-hmm.
Damn.
I was like,
maybe I'll try a different sport.
I feel like, yeah, that's not what you need. You don't need another frat boy type
maybe
in
like
your life.
Hockey?
I think they're pretty gross too.
Mm. Soccer? Probably worse.
Well, according to Shakira's husband.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty sucks. So.
Yeah.
I've heard that basically any athlete, they maybe get really conceited.
I need like a hot like engineer.
An engineer.
Something.
I feel like the nerds are the way to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think that, but they need to be hot.
Find a scientist.
Cute in some way.
Like in Big Bang Theory.
Please.
I'm like, come on.
Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Ew. Oh my gosh.
We'll find just somebody. I feel like there's a lot of tech type guys in San Diego. It's like big here. We'll find someone
eventually.
We gotta hang out in the rich parts of town.
True. We gotta just go plop in one day and just scope things out.
Yeah. I'm like, who here can afford Tiffany's? If not, keep it going. Keep walking.
You're like, who can afford an almond shaped Tiffany's ring?
Oh my god, that's so funny. Well, I'm manifesting that for you.
Same.
It'll happen
one day. I'm like, oh, 25 this year. Kind of gross.
Ooh, I'm turning 26.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't think about that. I'll start crying.
No. Like, anyways, guess that's where we should end this. I don't want to talk about that.
I'm going to end it here. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok to stay up to date, since you only get half of us this month.
Yeah, we'll still be active on socials. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I know you were worrying, but no problem.
No problem.
Got that covered.
I guess we'll talk to you guys in like
2 weeks.
Bye.